Sad news happened last Thursday and Friday, where 46-year-old Justine Barwick and 12-year-old Hannah Papps were both attacked by a shark at Sid Harbour in the Whitsundays.
I mean, what are the chances? Two within the space of 24 hours. Just shocking.
It's crazy.
In response to that, there has been a shark cull with six sharks getting culled just in the last few days. Joining us on the line right now is a man who knows all about shark attacks. His name is Glenn Dixon. He was attacked by a shark in Cairns at last year. He's on the line with us right now. Glenn, being a shark attack victim, what will these two people be going through right now who have just recently been attacked?
I'll say I'm a shark attack survivor.
Yeah.
Rather than a word victim. But definitely that they're going through would be probably still feeling a bit like what they were in the water, is a bit alone. Not sure really where they're going to go from here. And they're going to be a bit out of it with all the drug induced in their body that's giving them in a funny sense of reality right now.
Yeah, right. What was it like for you? What was it like, that experience of being attacked by a shark? I mean, was it? Did it all happen very quickly?
Do you remember it? Did you black out?
Yeah.
Or?
What's that like?
I remember it every time I tell the story. It never leaves me. I dream about it often, and I sometimes have wake visions going through it again. It's very, very, very scary. It's the scariest thing, I guess, you can imagine. You're in the water with this predator that can throw you around like you're a rag doll, and that you've pretty much got no chance if you're still stuck in the water with them. Doesn't matter how strong or how great a swimmer you are, it's their territory, it's what they do, and it's just, yeah. The moment you get lifted out of the water, for me, when I got attacked, is just, I was smiling because I felt not alone anymore. Knowing that you're in there in the water with them and you just feel like you're a bit of bait on the end of a hook, it's just unbelievably scary.
Wow. So what were you doing at the time? Were you diving? Were you quite deep, or were you just snorkeling? What was going on?
I was spearfishing around Eva Rock off Inchbrook Island, and it was about 22 metres of depth, and I just finished a dive to 22 metres, shot a fish, come up. It looked all clear at that stage. I pulled my fish up, but I had a bit of an entanglement, and I went to undo the entanglement. So during that time, I wasn't looking down
right,
while I was undoing my entanglement. And that's when he snuck up on me.
Wow. What would you say to the two people who were attacked by sharks just at Sid Harbour just last week? If you were to say anything to them to offer them words of support?
Oh, I'd say to them that they, even though it feels like life's never going to be great again at the moment, and they don't know where to go from here, but they need a really, when they're feeling, I mean, this is really early in the stages of their recovery, they're going to have a hard time coming to terms with what's happened, and they will have a real sense of loss with what's happened to their body. But having a good, strong support, having their family next to them, and being there, you know, rather than just hospital staff, being there more is what they're going to really need. And for them mentally, they just got to really focus on themselves, being able to get the rest that they need, being able to get the sleep, get the support. And if when they're ready, we've got people like me who have been through this, and they're not alone, and we're ready to talk whenever they feel like they need it and that they can talk.
Yeah, it's fantastic that you're there to support those people who have also been in these instances as well. It's
yeah,
great.
Absolutely. Oh, since these instances in the Whitsundays, they've had six sharks been culled since those attacks. What's your thoughts on shark culling?
I don't really have a strong opinion on shark culling. I genuinely don't want to be a part of it.
Sure.
It's just, it's too much going on with two sides of the story, and I'd rather not get involved.
Fair enough. And have you gone back into the water since your attack?
Yeah, yes, I have. I got back in the water about 4 months after my attack.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, I've been back and I kept spearfishing and doing what I love.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Glenn, look, we really appreciate you spending time to have a bit of a chat with us this morning. And, you know, your positive attitude, I think it's just an inspiration to anybody who's been in an instance similar to yours. So, yeah, thanks again for the chat and all the best.
No worries at all. Thank you very much for the call. And I really hope for the speedy recovery for them. Hannah and Justine and we're here, me and myself and the bike club are here whenever they feel ready. They want to talk to someone else that's been through something so tragic and similar to themselves.
You're a great man, Glenn. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you very much. Have a nice morning.
There he is, shark attack survivor Glenn Dixon. I mean, you just can't even imagine going through what he's gone through, you know, losing your leg and, you know, trying to get on with your life like that. It would be awful, awful tough.
Yeah, strong man. He speaks very well and very positively about it, which is fantastic.
Exactly. And our thoughts are with, you know, those two women who are down in Brisbane right now, recovering and getting treatment. Hopefully they can make a full recovery.